Good afternoon, everyone. We are resuming the November 30th, 2022 meeting of the Development Review Board. This is the afternoon agenda with minor cases and sketch plats. We will be starting on item number 10. And okay, I'm just trying to make sure I'm not missing anyone. Okay, so item 10 is PR 2019-2309. Three applications, SD 2022-183, vacation of a private easement roadway, 2022-185, vacation of a public easement waterline, and 2022-186, vacation of a public easement sidewalk. This is for Wymont LLC at 8240 and 8280 Montgomery Boulevard Northeast. Agent is Tierra West. Mr. Niski, are you representing this case?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Please introduce yourself with your name, firm, and address.
Jonathan Niski with Tierra West, 5571 Midway Park Place, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87109.
Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. Thank you. Let me just double check. Oh, and this is also item 11, same project number, PR 2019-2309, and this is the preliminary final plat application, SD 2022-166. Same address, same agent. Okay. Mr. Niski, go ahead and give us an overview of 10 and 11.
This is a replat for tracks 1 and 2 from the Wymont subdivision that we did earlier this year. We created some easements based on some conceptual layouts that we did at the time that this plat was completed earlier. Since then, users come into track 1. So we had a defined site plan that required us to adjust the access point and these easements. And this action is to clean up that area so we could shift the easements to the east and allow track 1A to develop as it's been designed.
Okay, thank you. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on either item 10 or 11 on Montgomery Boulevard? If you would raise your hand, or you can unmute and speak up, or raise your hand in your video. Okay, I'm not seeing anyone. Let's go to Water Authority for comments.
Hi, this is David Gutierrez, Water Authority. For the vacation and roadway, I defer to Transportation City. Vacation in the waterline easement, I don't have any issues with that. So no comments. Vacation of the public easement sidewalk, defer to the city. And for the plat, I have no objection. I do want to note that the availability statements that are executed at this time have expired. So please request a renewal of those so you don't get held up on any future plans. So I won't make those a condition for approval, but please do revise those. Thank you.
Thank you.
Code enforcement.
This is Jeff Palmer with code enforcement. I have no comments and no objections.
Thank you. Parks and Recreation.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with the Parks and Recreation Department. No additional comments.
Hydrology.
Yiquan Chen, Hydrology. Hydrology has no comments on roadway easement and public sidewalk easement vacation, and no comments on public water easement vacation. No objection to the plating action.
Thank you. Transportation.
Ernest Army Hill Transportation. A TCL was approved on July 12, 2022. We have no objections.
Thank you. Planning comments.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. We'd had a comment requiring the applicant submit three separate vacation applications and justify those the vacations for 66M3 of the IDO. The applicant has since submitted not only the vacation of easement applications, but justification as well. So the only only remaining comment now is just needing to get a DXF file approval from AGIS for the plat inaction.
And Jake, you should have received an email of that shortly before this meeting started. It just got sent out.
Oh, it just got sent out? Okay, great. Yeah, if you could just forward that to me again, please do.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. All right, I will ask for a vote on this, and I think we'll do the items together, the plat with the associated vacations, of which there are three. So I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the application for a preliminary final plat and three vacations. I'm just going to double check. No infrastructure list, correct, Mr. Rundbeck?
Could the applicant please confirm that?
Mr. Niski, is there an infrastructure list associated with this plat?
Not with this plat. There is infrastructure list associated, I guess, with the original platting action we did. That's all currently under construction right now.
Okay.
Yeah, Madam Chair, Ron Bohannon, just to clarify, that infrastructure.
Mr. Bohannon, I actually need to swear you in. Name, firm, and address.
Ron Bohannon, 5571 Midway Park Place.
Do you swear firm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Just to clarify, that infrastructure was been financially guaranteed, is actually at work order and being constructed as we speak.
Okay, thank you for that clarification. So I'll ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the application for the preliminary final plat and the three vacations. If you're accepting delegation, please summarize that delegation and the time needed.
This is David Gutierrez, Water Authority. I approve.
This is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. I approve.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with the Parks and Recreation Department. I approve.
Yiquan Chen, Hydrology, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves with delegation for the AGIS DXF file.
Madam Chair, this is Jay Rundbeck. I didn't mention this. We need the project and the application numbers on the plat too, I believe.
Okay. That's the second delegation item, project and application numbers added to the plat. And that will be for 8 weeks. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to approve items 10 and 11, PR 2019-2309, and application numbers SD 2022-166, preliminary final plat, SD 2022-183, vacation of a private easement, and SD 2022-185 and 186, which are vacations of public easements. Because the applications meet all the applicable requirements of IDO and DPM with delegation to planning for 8 weeks to address the issue just stated. Okay. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you.